Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I wanted to talk to you about Extinction Rebellion and in particular regard this Conservative government. Now, I can remember back in 2019 on my Twitter channel, which I had back then, regularly commenting on Extinction Rebellion and the fact that it was pretty clear on what it wanted. It essentially wanted to see, and still does, the demise of capitalism, its replacement with some kind of lunatic echo New World Order. The individuals behind it were pretty clear. They were very clear in what they were saying. But one of the things I found strange, this was in 2019, I found strange was, so pre-COVID, that the guys from Extinction Rebellion were able to pull off all kinds of stunts in London, which garnered them maximum publicity on TV and in the press. So they were really successful at doing that. And I remember thinking to myself, how can this be? I mean, why does the government indulge them in this regard? Because let's be clear, the Metropolitan Police and Cressida Dick at any point could have really moved against them. But no. So what happened was what we saw in 2019 was, you know, outlandish stunts from Extinction Rebellion, which brought our nation's capital grinding to a halt. And I also remember at the time, noticing that certain government ministers, and I did put this on record, but sadly that's now gone along with my Twitter account, several government ministers seem to give a degree of tacit support, if not for their methods of protest, for the aims of their protest. So I remember thinking that was strange. That was 2019. Now it's 2021 and life has got a little bit back more to normal, excuse me, and the Extinction Rebellion rabble are back in the streets. And so I read today that Extinction Rebellion protesters block Oxford Circus in London. I'm sure you know Oxford Circus, right at the top of Regent Street there, an epicentre, a really busy epicentre. But it's been blocked by the Extinction Rebellion echo loons. This time, women took the lead on the third day of its protest, on the latest campaign of UK protest. Hey, respect the WOMAX. Just before 2 p.m., protesters swarmed into the middle of the intersection between Regent Street and Oxford Street, which is London's busiest shopping district, and erected a pink structure and sound system. Police charged into the road to seize the structure, but they were then surrounded by female protesters. Hey, back off, racist policemen. Listen to what the women have to say. Women who spoke to the Guardian in this case claimed officers trampled them as they rushed to secure their cordon. Helen from Devon, who declined to give her surname, said, "They climbed in the middle. We had no intention to surround the police. Our intention was to protect what's inside our ring. Our circle. We all just had to scream because we were glued together." The occupation came after an inclusive Fint protest mobilization that rallied at the Eros statue at Piccadilly Circus and marched through Soho. What is Fint, you may say? Let me explain. It's an acronym. It stands for female, intersex, non-binary, and trans. Fint. Get it? We are Fint. We are powerful. We will not be denied. Bhavini Patel, an Extinction Rebellion activist who spoke at the rally, said, "Today's protest is calling upon feminine energy and recognizing that women's voices are still not part of the solution and the centering of what this emergency requires." Absolutely right, Bhavini. I mean, I've never heard of Greta Thunberg up until you've mentioned it. We just don't hear enough women. She says, "We know that women, given the change, know how to find the words and the power and the courage that's needed to make the change that's needed for humanity." So this is insanity. This is sheer insane. Marvina Newton said, "The idea is to talk about what we need to do as women to change the scope of our future. As women, we need to stand united in everything we do." And then just to make the point, Lorna Ora, great name from Fulham, 15-year-old, joined the protest with her mother, Emma, 33. Emma, 33, 15-year-old daughter. Okay, Lorna, okay. Emma, I see you. Lorna said, this is for my future and my whole generation's future and the next generation's future. And don't forget the generation after that and the generation after that generation after that generation, their future too. It's all of those things, Lorna. Top comment there. Extinction Rebellion said its activists had intended to put a 2.5 meter tall structure at Oxford Circus designed to look like a giant table. But I think the police eventually took it down. The police eventually decided, well, I think we probably want to restore a little order, you know, even if we do it nominally. But there'll be more of this from Extinction Rebellion. Apparently, we also have Animal Rebellion, which is their sister animal rights sister group. They apparently occupied McDonald's in Leicester Square. They're calling out the fast food chain for its role in destroying the planet. You see, look, here's the thing. Let's cut to the chase here, shall we? We've had enough of a laugh at these absolute lunatics. I think Boris Johnson agrees with them. I think Extinction Rebellion are essentially deep state. I think Extinction Rebellion provide the camouflage for the government, Johnson, Carrie Simmons, and the rest of them to say, well, we do have to look out for our planet. And yes, we don't totally agree with what Extinction Rebellion want, but we know that their heart's in a good place. They want to destroy capitalism. They've said it. They're explicit. These people are out and out avowed Marxists. So isn't it interesting that the government essentially agrees with the objectives of a bunch of Marxists? And I'll tell you that as well, why that is, because they're all on the same page. They all agree. Boris wants to destroy the UK, flatten us, bring us back into the 16th century, pre-industrialization. Extinction Rebellion want that as well. Boris has done so much. Boris has done more than Hitler to destroy the UK economy back in the after 4 or 5 years of bombing, the Germans couldn't do it. Boris has done that single-handedly. So I think this government and Extinction Rebellion are actually ideologically pretty close, and they can look at the more, they can distance themselves when it suits them from the more extreme aspects of Extinction Rebellion. But one hand washes the other here, folks. And that's why I think Extinction Rebellion, for example, they will be listened much more to by Boris Johnson than, for example, people protesting about having their essential freedoms taken away. Because Boris wants to take their freedom away, and so does Extinction Rebellion. And the green camouflage is always there. But remember, green on the outside, red on the inside. Extinction Rebellion are a bunch of anti-capitalist Marxists. And I'm afraid when you analyze it hard enough, so is the government. Thanks for listening.